Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. I've been on KCRW around this time every week for the past quarter century. I can't believe I'm saying that, but it's true. I started doing movie reviews for the station about 25 years ago. That was soon after I'd signed on at the Journal, where my last column is running this week. I'm leaving regular reviewing at a fateful time for the movies. They've lost their preeminent place in popular culture, as everyone knows. They still matter, sometimes a lot. But the entertainment that people care about most these days is the stuff that streams copiously to their TVs. I could rattle on about the big screen experience, about its near spiritual singularity, but other forces are having their way. It's a mistake to think that the decline of movie theaters is only a function of ticket prices, expensive popcorn, sticky floors, or the rise of comic book chronicles that exclude vast swaths of the movie-loving public. They haven't excluded me. I've had a great time watching them when they're good, even though I'm not precisely the right demographic. And it's unhelpful to think of the pandemic as a cause of the swift shift to streaming. It's only been an accelerant, although it did have me wondering for a couple of years how to keep the big screen faith while I was sitting at home reviewing movies from internet links and DVDs on a small screen. Not such a small screen, though, actually a pretty gorgeous screen with terrific surround sound, a setup that shows the promise as well as the trade-offs of the home theater revolution that's creating a social revolution. The fact of the matter is that new modes of perceiving are having their way. Younger audiences don't see the magic in an experience that confines you to a single seat watching a single film for 2 hours. They want to sample and savor, pause and resume, feel free to move about their apartments or homes. They see narratives as strings to be extended, not springs to be compressed. And who's to say they're wrong? I'm feeling bereft because season 3 of My Brilliant Friend is over and done with. I seldom feel that when a movie ends, although I'd be beyond bereft if the last picture show were about to begin at the last movie palace. But it isn't. Movies will continue to move us in so many ways, and entertainment will keep changing in ways we can't imagine. I'm taking a break for now, but I'd like to think you haven't heard the last of me on this station I've been so proud to be a part of. I'm Joe Morgenstern for KCRW.